the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so purpose of tonight's meeting is to do the fund transfers to close out the books, and we have some resolutions we need to do, and I asked to be put on there these proposals because it's getting time sensitive now for grants for next year for the water projects. So I think maybe first thing out of the box, we can talk about the LaBerge and Clough Harbor projects. So you want me to walk them through them, the two proposals? Randy? All right, so we have a proposal from Clough Harbor. As you know, most of you all worked with Clough Harbor on the tank job, and they did an excellent job from what I'm told. Randy was very satisfied with them, as was some of the other board members. So we did get a price to do the engineering work, is what Clough Harbor proposed. They did not give us a proposal to do any grant work. So the proposal to do the, and this is just a preliminary design for the water mains. There's two options of doing the water mains, and we have to decide which option we want to do. We can abandon the 6-inch main on the south side of Route 20 and tie all of the services on the south side of Route 20 onto the 10-inch main on the north side of Route 20, which means that we will have to do a bore under Route 20 for each service main going across. When we get down to the Phillips Street area, there's a line that comes from Griswold that would have to be, we would have to do a bore to bring that 6-inch line across and tie that into the 10-inch main. And there's a, we put a new valve in front of Grampy's that would have to be brought across Route 20 and tied in to the main there. So that's one option. So we abandon everything from Grampy's on the south side all the way up to Bigelow's, and we bring all the services across the street and tie everything in and just have the one 10-inch main going up to the tank. The other option is to remove and replace, and again, if we can get permission from the state, because there's no room to put the 20-inch main or a new main outside of Route 20 on the south side. The houses are too close. There's fiber optics under the sidewalk, and there really is no place to be able to fit a main in and get it all the way up to Bigelow's up through there. So we would have to actually put this one back in Route 20, and there may be an issue with the state. But anyway, preliminary budget for that was $40,500, and what that included was what the design. We would, discuss and decide which way they want to do. We wanted to go. They would do the design and bring it up to the bidding portion. So there's when you look at the $40,500, it's up to get the design package ready to bid.
That's also for the John Street too, though, right?
Yes, correct. And that's right. There's a secondary section to this, which is running a new, thank you, Randy, from 8-inch main from John Street, which will tie on to the 8-inch main from the pump on the east side of John Street, and we would run a new 8-inch main between on the south side of the sidewalk. So it would be through the front yards of the folks that live on Albany Avenue. And it would tie into the 8-inch valve that we left on the east side of the bridge, because we already extended the line across the bridge. We left an 8-inch valve for future tie-ins when we did that job, so we would tie into that. So that includes doing that work also.
So that's the engineering, you mean?
The engineering, correct. So they would do the design, the survey, the, you know, they would do the subsoil investigations and all that stuff, and have a bid package ready to go, and that's $40,500. They also gave us there's an allowance for drilling, for, because there's a lot of shale there, so there's going to be some drilling for we'll have to do some core samples. If we end up doing the push from either from the north side of the road to the south side to pick up the homes over on the south side, we're going to be digging a lot of holes along the north side of the road. So one of the things the master plan's been talking about is getting a sidewalk from where it currently ends on Route 20 on the north side. I think it ends like just after Kurt Vincent's house, right?
Yeah,
so it ends right there, and then there's no sidewalk all the way up to the driveway that comes down from Pine Tree. A number of the residents, when I was out, complained about that. They say, you know, young mothers come down with their children and strollers. They come down the hill. They go out into Route 20 on that curb, and they walk down the side of the road. Dangerous situation. They asked if there was anything we could do. Again, the master plan was looking at that. So I was thinking that this would be the time to take a look at it, since we were digging all these holes over there anyway. You know, when we put them back, maybe we could put a sidewalk back. So there's an allowance in there if we decide to go that way and we want to look at that. You know, there's an $11,000 engineering survey and sidewalk conception thing that we would pick up along the way. So that was their proposal. LaBerge has two proposals. So initially, they started out with a proposal for that matched this one here, with the exception of the sidewalk work. They didn't give us a price on the sidewalk conception, but for doing the. Either way we go, whether we go on push them across or replace the main in the road, plus doing the work down on Albany Avenue, they gave us a price to get to that point is $19,500. And Randy was concerned that we were getting apples, and we were both concerned that we might get banged on the other end if we gave them that, and then they... You know, and then hired him to do the bidding and administration. So I had him follow up with a price on administration. And for the bidding services and the administration, it brought it up to $53,300. So there's an additional $33,500 for the bidding and contract administration work.
So the LaBerge would totally be in control and oversee from soup to nuts?
Correct.
Okay, whereas Cloth Harbor is not that.
They're only up to, we would still have to get a price for them to do the bid analysis and the contract administration, plus having the inspectors on site to make sure that the work was going in accordance
So the LaBerge's number includes construction management?
Correct.
What you're saying? Throughout the whole project?
Correct.
Okay.
Was Clough Harbor aware of the scope of work that we wanted them to do, and they just...
Yeah, well, we talked to them about it, but they didn't bring us back anything, right? So... And in addition to that, LaBerge offers a grant proposal, offers us a grant proposal. So, I mean, I sent this out to you, so I'm not going to read through the whole thing here, but basically, and this is where it's getting time sensitive, because we're already kind of late on it. So there's a preliminary engineering report, and there's an income survey that needed to be done, you know, supposedly by the end of this month. So the issue with the income is that the village, the what do they call that? The average median income. Mm-hmm. The median income for the village is higher than the median income statewide. So that makes it difficult for us to accrue points to get a grant of some sort or a low interest loan. Those are what are offered. Now, LaBerge says there's like four places we can go to get grants, and they say they have a lot of money this year. I don't know how much of that is sale and how much of that is, you know, is fact. But they're telling me that there's money out there, and there's a provision in the law that says that you can do an income survey on the people that would be served by the work that you're proposing to do. So initially they had come in and they said, look, we should do an income survey of all the residents on Route 20 and only the residents on Route 20 because that's where the pipe's going. And you're going to be feeding their houses. So if we do an income survey with only the people on Route 20, you know, in all the apartments and Pine Tree and, you know, all that stuff, you know, maybe we would get a median income less than the state income, median income.
When's the last time they checked our median income for the entire village? Who did that?
I think it's posted by the state, right?
I looked at it in March when we were first talking.
State
about
does that? How do they do this?
There's
IRS.
It's actually a survey that is done by the Census Bureau. It's called the Community, the American Community Survey. It's sort of a substitute for the or not a substitute, but it's like the ongoing survey outside the census. It's every 10 years.
Okay.
So they do this annually, and it takes, doesn't ask everyone in the village, but it creates an estimate of the median income. As I was actually looking, as I was listening to Bob, I was looking for the email there.
Bob, you are correct about that. They will allow you to take that chunk from just Albany Avenue, you know, so that's great. And you are correct in saying there's a lot of money out there for infrastructure. From the NICOM meetings, I said this is the best year ever for you know, money available. So
the thing, there's two things we need to decide here, okay? First is the grant work. I mean, we need to do the grant work regardless. There's been a lot of emails I know going back and forth and around about Michelle over on Westbrook and, you know, wanting to do it ourselves. And I'm fine with that if that's what you want to do. I can tell you that I have put in myself at least 6 grants for the fire company and ambulance and never got a one of them. You know, when the fire department finally turned around and hired a professional grant writer, they started getting grants. To me, that's how it works. But, you know, I don't really care one way or the other if somebody wants to do it. But if you want to do this on your own, you know, somebody's got to step up and take lead and get this done. It's time sensitive. It needs to get finished. Or I think we should go with, you know, with LaBerge and get them to do the work, because I think we need to do the work. I don't think that we cannot look for money.
Right. No, I agree.
Will they be able to assist us in the time frame that's allotted?
I think they can. He's aware of that. Yeah.
You're talking about Ben?
Yeah, Ben. And I'll you know, I mean.
And I think too, if we do go with them, we can get them their numbers down before we agree to that number. I think they'll work with us as far as the price goes. So I agree with you. Probably go with them to get the ball rolling, and then, you know, we'll work with them as far as what we can do for the application and get it to them to where they can massage it to get it right, submit, you know. But I will speak with Ben and work with him as far as getting the price down if, you know, if that's the way we go.
Well, that's the decision that needs to be made. So, you know, I'll open the floor here.
If we go with LaBerge on the grant writing, are they expected to get the second part of their proposal as far as
they would expect that, I would think, yes.
Okay.
That would make sense too, really.
I mean, they have to do a preliminary engineering report, so they're gonna do a certain part of the work just to get the grant stuff together.
Okay.
But if you're going to do the grant work on your own, then it doesn't really matter who you hire.
Right. No, I think we go with them and then just get a lower price, just work with them as far as negotiating the deal down.
I think that their price is better for the engineering work anyway. I mean, when you actually calculate what they'll do, they're not doing this construction observation stuff. So you knock that 24 off and you're
down.
Well,
it's 19.5 is what the number is, down to what Clough has it.
Right. So,
you know, it's just a matter of, you know, it comes down to this. I mean, this is you're not obligated to take the lowest bid for an engineering firm. Okay? You can hire anybody you want that you feel can do the job and do a good job. I mean, there is a large spread in here. There's no doubt about it. It's double. But you work with Clough. You know the kind of work they do. LeBurge is somebody that you haven't worked with before. So, you know, the board members or whoever's working with this contract, you know, may have to work a little harder than you would have had to work with Clough. But, you know, $20,000 is $20,000.
Right. I'd like to move forward with LeBurge so we can get something going because, as you say, it is time sensitive and I don't think we can wait. We could have another disaster next year and...
Nothing's
going to
happen
anyway. Next year anyway.
Won't happen until April or spring of next year.
Correct. So this is a 2016 project.
Even if we have a bad winter and we have breaks, we're stuck.
Okay.
Okay, it's the point. The problem is I think there's more than four grants out there available. And he's only specifically charging us to do four grants. And I know that USDA, what's the U.S.?
Yeah,
that's very expensive for a pre-application. And if... That's probably one of the hardest ones to get any money out of.
That's this one here.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, Dave, didn't you send something to me about the...
REDC?
Green Island, the mayor of Green Island?
Batavia.
Are
they going to... Is LeBurge going to look at that? Or are they just going to look at these...
That was a rural water grant, as I recall, wasn't it?
I'm just saying, we're stuck with these guys just doing four grants.
Well, the USDA one, the fee is $8,000 after we got an invitation to apply, which means we'd have to pass the pre-application test.
Right. So you have to be eligible for it.
If we're not eligible for it, we don't have to spend $8,000.
Right, but those are the only ones that they're looking at, or are they going to look at some other stuff?
Well, they're going to look at other stuff as they come along, you know. And I met with, I had a meeting with Senator Mark Jones and her... I didn't bring the card for the guy, but the guy that works with grant stuff. And he said that he would help with us. And he was, and I had mentioned to him that LeBurge was giving us a price on that. And he says he works with Ben. You know, he had worked with Ben on other projects, and Ben's very good. And
I sat with Ben at lunch, and I got a good feel for him. I think he'll definitely put the time in to, you know, do his due diligence and to make things work. And as long as we're on top of him, you know, I think he's gonna do a good job for us.
All right. Any other discussion on the? So, does anybody want to do this on their own?
Missy?
Yeah, because I'm a really good writer. Not.
All right, then we can move this along, I guess, for the grant piece.
So this resolution would just be for the grant project work, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to do them separately. So.
Okay.
So we'll entertain a motion to hire LeBurge to do the grant work for the water project on Route 20.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Seconded by David. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
Randy abstains.
You have a problem with me calling Ben tomorrow and talking to him about it?
No, you can go ahead and talk to him if you want.
I'm going to be here tomorrow for a few hours. So.
I'm going to shoot him an email tonight and just tell him that we've...
Give him a heads up. I'll give him a call.
Accepted his application. I'll tell him you're going to call.
Okay.
All right. So then the next step is the engineering work. So we have the two proposals, one from LeBurge and one from Clough.
I have a comment first. Where's this money coming from? And can anybody look at how much it's going to cost us to fix the roads from John Warner yet? And up by Bigelow's and their parking lot? I have a water fund that we're lucky we have money in the account, okay? Because we want to spend this money, we better have the money. This, I have no clue where the water fund stands. I've asked Wendy before. Bob, you seem to know more, but we got to have money to
do this. Yeah, there's money to do this.
Where's it coming from?
You have money in the water fund.
I know, but what account?
It's not in a budget account. It's but there is money in the water fund account, and there's money in water main upgrades capital fund. There's those are the two places that we could take it from.
As long as we have
there is sufficient monies to do this, and you know, I mean, if we actually got around to doing the work, we would have to maybe look at bonding or something, but we cross that bridge when we get to it. We'll see how the grant work works out.
What do we have, 2025, the tanks paid for?
And I don't know. I got to talk to Wendy about that. There's money in capital funds for a water tank. There's two capital funds for the water tank. You know what that's about, Lori?
So there's one.
One's got like 93,000, and one's got 30,000.
Correct. The 93,000 is going to be one of the payments, and I think the way that we had figured it out would be like it would end in 2024. Just, you know, we would make a lump sum payment from that into it, so then we could end it a year earlier. Is that what we figured out when we started to crunch those numbers on the bond payment and the interest? It was like a year that we could cut off by making the lump sum. So that's part of the water tank that was supposed to be paid back onto the bond. So I do know that of the other capital fund you're talking about, and I think when you said the other, there's that, which I call the First Niagara Water Fund Balance Account,
mm-hmm.
that has some money in it.
Yeah, it has.
Has. I'm just looking here that you took 164 about 405. You
right.
Got 322.
There should be like 300,000 in it, but it was 400 and something.
You took, well, I'm looking here, just 164, so you're down to 2.
Right.
So.
There was 400. So there's money to do this part of it.
There's money, yeah. There's enough money to do the engineering work and get the grant work rolling, and then.
And LaBerge was $53,000 from to oversee it
for the whole project. That's for the whole project. So if we don't, you know, if we get to this, well, I mean, you know, we can stop anywhere along the line there.
Right, and that didn't include the sidewalks.
Didn't include the sidewalks, but neither does Clough's. Clough's has got an extra
$11,000.
Yeah.
Because I know with a sidewalk, you got to do a seeker and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more involved to do the sidewalks. And that's, I think the original estimate from Clough Harbor was, what, $200,000 to do the sidewalks?
I don't think it was that.
I thought it was.
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I'd like to not vote on it. I'm not even do anything or table this until June meeting and give Clough Harbor a 2 weeks to respond back to the same thing that LaBerge is going to offer us for $53,000. I'd like to, because I don't know if we ever did say the Clough Harbor to include that.
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
I don't remember.
Because Matt was supposed to get back to us on this, and he never got back to us.
Yeah. I mean, so they're at 40, right? Clough Harbor, 40.
45.
Okay, and then it's another $13,000 from LaBerge to oversee. So I'd like to see if Clough Harbor would come back, and then we'd take it up at the June meeting. But that's you guys' decision.
The main thing right now is the grant. Right?
It is, but the grant work includes engineering work too. So you know, you could be paying double if you use two different people.
That's my opinion, but that's all right. Doesn't matter. already committed to the, doing a grant for the Verge, and we're going to be committed to do their...
I know we asked Clough, like, how many times we asked them to get us somebody to do the grant work? I mean, we asked them at least 3 times. So what do you want to do?
Well, if we're going to accept their grant work, they're going to have... LaBerge is also going to have some idea of the overlap in the engineering. So if they can come back with a new number on there, if we're going to give 2 weeks to Clough Harbor to give us another number, then we give them the opportunity too, because, you know, well, if they're really...
That isn't... They've already given us a number. Just that Clough Harbor didn't give us a number to see the project.
But if you're going to give them 2 weeks, then why don't we give these guys 2 weeks too? I mean,
for what? They've already given us proposals. I'm just asking Clough Harbor, they give us a proposal to see the project through bid process and inspections.
It's not likely they're going to do it for $13,000.
Then vote on it tonight. I'm just saying.
I say we give LaBerge, you know, let them do the grant thing tomorrow. We can have a conversation with Ben to see what it entails as far as the engineering to get the grant work going. Give them that portion of it. I don't think it's going to be the whole engineering. And then at the meeting in June, we'll see where we stand as far as what portion they're putting in as far as to do the grant work with the engineering and to see where we're at.
All right. You want to table it then? Table the engineering? Is that what the consensus
well,
is?
You know, have them, whatever they have to do for the engineering to get the grant work done,
right.
We got to give it to them.
Right.
You know, whatever's left over, you know, we'll see from there. And you know.
But we still need to get in contact with Clough Harbor.
So
everybody's on the same sheet of music.
I'm going to take that discussion off. I don't care about it. Let's just go with the Burrs, okay, because they're not going to do the grant work for us if they don't think they're going to get the whole pie. Okay, they're not going to work for us, trust me. Okay, and that's part of the stipulation when I think Bob met with them, that if we use them to write the grant money, they're expecting us to be the engineering, to get the engineering. So, I mean, it's unfortunate CHA didn't come back, but you guys can vote on it. There's no sense in tabling. We have to get this going. That's all.
Take a motion for that, then. Hire LaBerge to do the engineering, and we'll discuss with their proposal with them. We'll get going with it anyway.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Abstain.
Randy abstains. Okay, so we'll go with LaBerge on grant work and engineering. All right, so resolutions. So you should have some resolutions in your thing here. So we've got the collector's notice, which is the last page here. Collector's notice, hereby given the tax roll and warrant of the Village of Nassau, New York, has been left with me for collection of taxes levied, and I will receive taxes from 8 to noon daily, except Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays at the Village Municipal Building, 40 Malden Street, Nassau, New York. Taxes will be collected from June 1st to July 1st, 2015, without additional charge. All taxes remaining unpaid after July 1, 2015, will be subject to an additional 5% penalty for the first month and 1% for each month or fraction thereof thereafter until paid. Any taxes remaining unpaid November 1st, 2015, will be turned over to Rensselaer County for collection. Presented by Melissa Turner-Buellen, Village Clerk, dated today. Motion to, to pass for this resolution.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion's carried. Certified payroll. This is payroll for next year. Everybody that currently works for us is listed there. Take a motion for the approve the certified payroll.
I'll
Motion by Dave.
A second.
Seconded by Charlie. Any discussion on that? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion's carried. 2015-16 meeting dates. Here's the list of those.
So that's the revised one, I guess.
What's that?
I gave you the revised one.
Oh, this is a revised one.
Yeah, you found
it. Okay, the following dates have been established for the Village of Nassau Board of Trustees meetings. All meetings will be held at the Village Municipal Building, 40 Malden Street, Nassau, New York, at 7 p.m. unless otherwise posted. June 10th, 2015, July 8th, 2015, August 12th, 2015, September 9th, 2015, August 14th, 2015, November 11th, 2015, December 9th, 2015, January 13th, 2016, February 10th, 2016, March 9th, 2016, annual meeting on April the 6th, 2016, regular meeting April 13th, 2016, budget hearing at 6:30 on April 13th, 2016. May 11th, regular meeting, 2016. May 25th is the year-end meeting, and it's at 7:30, unless anybody has any objections. Okay, so 7:30. Planning board meets as needed. Zoning board meets as needed every fourth Monday at the Village Municipal Building. Beautification Committee meets every third Wednesday at 6 from April through October, and the Youth Committee meets every fourth Wednesday at 6 at the Village Municipal Building. Take a motion to approve the list of... Yes?
I just want to make sure you're having a Village Board meeting on Veterans Day. That's a holiday. I don't know if that...
November 11th?
November 11th.
Is Veterans Day.
Happens to fall, yeah.
So, I don't know how that plays out, but I just figured I'd bring it to your attention.
That's a Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday. Veterans Day.
I don't know. Can we...
Have you ever done that?
It's not a holiday for me, so...
No.
Have you ever done that before?
Are we allowed to hold a meeting on Veterans Day?
I think you got to look at it. I don't know.
I don't know. We better just switch it.
Switch it to what?
Just do...
I think just look in the, approve it, but just look in your handbook to see if you could.
Yeah, we can always just write. We can
just post it.
Post it and change it, right?
Yeah.
Usually the beautification committee ends their meetings in October.
Yeah.
So
April time.
We might be able to just push it back a week.
All right. Well, we'll leave it as is for now, and
we'll check out that November.
Make note of that and take a look at
Thanks,
it.
Lauren. Thanks, Lauren. I never even noticed that.
It's a holiday for the state.
Make a motion.
Okay, motion by Guy to accept the meeting dates.
Second.
Second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, transfers. So we have some transfers in the water fund, so we're going to transfer $5,000. Huh?
Is this going to be all one resolution? Or?
I'm going to do all the water resolutions.
Okay.
How's that?
Yep.
And then we'll do all the general fund
resolutions.
Yep. So, in the water fund, we're going to transfer $5,751.46 from 8310.4 administration's contractual to 8310.1 administration personal services. They get $559.94. 8320.4 source water power pump contractual gets $2,615.89. 8330.1 purification personal services gets $1,000.84. 8330.4 purification contractual gets $1,369.32. 9030.8 Social Security gets $89.80. 9060.8 Medical Insurance gets $115.67. Then we're going to transfer $805 from 9035.8 Medicare to 9030.8 Social Security. And then we're going to transfer $164,404.97 from 909.4, the water fund balance, the fund balance in the water fund F2 8340.4 transmission and distribution contractual. I'll take a motion for that resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on any of those transfers? Go ahead.
I just want to make sure that everything that was in the budget for the capital funds gets transferred to the appropriate one, and I just didn't happen to see that.
Yeah, when I talked to Wendy, she was confused as to how we did capital funds, and she told me that we could do them later.
Later?
Yeah.
This is the end of the budget.
Yeah. I don't know. She said we could do it. We could move it over later.
Wasn't it $10,000 I used to move to the capital fund, right?
She said you needed a permissive referendum to move it in, is what she told me. She said you need a permissive referendum, and you don't have time to do it for this month, for this meeting. That's what she told me. So I says, well, we've got monies that were approved for the capital funds. We need to get them in there. She says, you can do them later. She says, you do a permissive referendum getting them in, and then you only need a resolution to get them out. But we don't have a permissive ref. We didn't do the...
once they go into the capital fund, I thought it was the public hearing was to get them out. So once they go into that capital fund, you need to hold a public hearing to expend a resolution than a public hearing.
Okay, so then these go in by resolution and they come out by public hearing, because that was the other thing.
Right, I think she's just trying to flip them around, but I mean, normally what we've always done was resolution them into the capital, public hearing them coming out.
Okay.
And then people would come if you were going
to... Let me go grab my... Anybody got their budget with them? Because we can add that.
I don't think I have it.
Mine's on it. I know where yours is. So we'll pass the right. We'll do a resolution. And then we'll...
The resolution will say all capital funds go into all the budgeted capital funds just go. You don't have to do each one. But I know you had money put away. Guy, you too. Charlie, you have
highway.
Streets.
Yep.
You just have to have a resolution that all capital monies goes
right,
to
the...
Because I know I had equipment money that I haven't used.
Correct.
Like, it's $8,000, and where's that going to go?
So if you don't transfer, it goes into your fund balance.
Yeah. Right. Got to me. I'm going to grab it tomorrow, too. It's on the list.
All right, so in the water fund, we got $3,000 transferred to capital projects. That's it, just $3,000.
Isn't there one?
I think there's an equipment.
There's a district. What's a district water ends capital?
That's it.
Capital fund.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, $10,000. And then there's another one that says transfers to capital projects for $3,000. You want to look at this?
Yeah, it's on the bottom.
That's very helpful.
Yes, help us out, please. So those are. This one here is the $10,000, and
correct.
Then the one on the bottom is $3,000.
Yeah, but don't worry. This is the 9950. That's. Don't worry. That's saying. Oh, you don't have the guy. Do you have the Excel spreadsheet? No.
Yeah. Oh, you want your notes?
Okay. Health.
2014 budget, right?
14, 15. 14, 15.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
right. So, we're going into the 15.
Correct.
Okay. I'm reading it from there.
Yeah, I wasn't too concerned with it, and she told me I couldn't do it, so I didn't worry about it right away.
That's all right. We can fix it now. We'll just add to it.
Right, because we do the public hearing on the end. We do it by resolution in, and then we public hearing. I think that transfer to capital projects, I think Guy was
So the 10,000, which capital fund does it go into? The tank?
No, it goes into the. You have the water main.
3,000 goes to water mains.
3,000 goes to the water main.
10,000 goes to his project.
Right, so there's the two funds. I can't remember the other name of the.
I don't know.
The other one.
I don't know.
Can you grab her NICLASS book? Or her, in her drawer, in her reports, her monthly bank reports? Just pull that out and you'll see the names of them.
I'm not sure I can.
Can I walk in with her?
Mike. But there's you got three capital funds. You got one for the pump house, one for the transmission, and one for and two for the tank. You got four.
So just got fair.
We just want to figure out which one these are going in, though.
Right, yeah, 3,000 goes into the mains, the regular the transmission.
This money was put in a budget just in case I had a kerfuffle. And then every year we put
I think you had a fuffle with you.
Yeah, this is really good.
Right,
I mean, in one sense, you could put that right into the to replace the 164 you just took out. I mean, obviously, it doesn't replace.
That just came out of unexpended balance. It didn't come out of the cash account. So it just came out of the cash account.
Very good.
All right. Okay, so the 3,000, what'd you say, guy?
Was the main, the transmission mains, water mains.
Okay, so you have a pump house, water main improvement.
Water main improvement.
Yep. And I would put the other one, because the water tank is fine.
Mm-hmm. So we'll transfer the whole 13,000
into the water main improvement.
All right, so we're going to the 99,509.4 and 10,000.
I have this quick question. How much money do I have left from what I got?
Yeah, across the street, coming down with the
vehicle. Yeah, they've been pretty quiet lately.
83,364.4. I'm working on it right here. I'm doing it right here.
All right, I'll just take your copy.
Yeah, so what's the account that this is going to?
It's going to go into the water main improvement capital fund.
I have a number?
230.09.
230.09. Okay. So the motion is to transfer 3,000 from 99,509.4 and 10,000 from 83,364.4 to Water Main Improvement Capital Fund 230.09.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that's carried.
So. I have a question.
Yes.
14,000 equipment on the quarter. $14,000 on the equipment, water.
On the transmission? Transmission equipment, $14,000. Yeah, it doesn't look like any money, any of that was expended.
I had to, man. I bought a wand. I bought, Jay just bought two new test equipment.
Did we get billed for the wand and stuff yet?
Mm-hmm. It's already paid.
Right.
Took it out of water.
But what part of water? Should have came out of equipment.
Must be why we're doing all these transfers to fill it in. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it might not have come out of the right account.
Right. So what account did it come out of? Is that why we're doing transfers?
Well.
So where does that $14,000 go that sits there?
The fund balance.
It just goes into fund balance.
Goes back to the fund balance.
You start out with a new $14,000 next year.
Okay.
All right, so general fund. So need to transfer $500 from 1640.2 general garage to 1640.4 general garage PE.
Or no, CE.
CE. That's supposed to be a CE.
Yep.
Contractual. I don't know what PE was. Transfer 562.36 from 1410.4 village clerk contractual to 545 goes to 1640.4 general garage contractual again, right? And 5691 goes to 9040.8 workers comp. Then we're going to transfer 5157.98 from 1355.4 assessment to 3120.1 policing constable personal services, and transferring 981.83 from 1325.4 treasurer contractual to policing constable personal services, transfer 47 cents from 3620.4 safety inspection contractual to 3620.1 safety inspection personal services, transfer 4,435.79 from 5110.4 general repairs contractual to 5110.1 general repairs personal services, transfer 8,397 from 5142.2 snow removal equipment to 5142.1 snow removal personal services, transfer $5,800 from 9015.8 fire and police retirement to 9010.8 state retirement. Make a motion for those. We still have the capital fund, so let me look at those. What do you got for capital funds on here?
We should have probably nothing on this page.
Okay. Transfer to capital projects, $21,300. Is that going? That goes building and streets. We figured those two things, right?
Yeah.
Do you have the breakdown?
No, I don't. I mean, we have a street maintenance capital fund, 5110.9.
Just hold on a second here for me. Okay, how much is going into that?
86.50.
Streets.
Street maintenance.
Maintenance capital fund.
Yeah.
Do you have the number for the street maintenance capital fund there, Lori?
230.08.
And then where's the rest of it going?
We have 2,000 buildings capital fund.
Buildings capital fund, Laura?
230.10.
Okay. That's, we're up to 10.6.
I have police capital fund, 3,500.
have a number for that one on this.
We got a police equipment fund.
We do. I don't have the number written out on this one.
Okay. And how much does that one get?
$3,500.
All right. I'll just put a number in there. We'll have to look that up later.
And I don't have any other .9s.
So what do we got here? We got 10.6. We got 13.6. We got 14.1. So we still need $7,200 bucks somewhere.
Need to move $7,200.
Well, there's $23,300 in this capital fund, capital projects account, and so with $8,650.
We could.
Or street maintenance.
Street maintenance.
It's probably more.
For now, right?
No, we just spent, we did just spend something, 40-something thousand dollars on the street thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, where is that transfer? Didn't I have one for unexpended balance to the building fund? When I sent that over to you, Missy?
No, that's just the exact copy you sent.
Because I know I had that a transfer, because we're short. And where is that? Buildings. Yeah, $48,000.
In what one was that?
That was in the buildings.
So.
Because that was the roof project. That was supposed to come out of the capital fund.
Correct. So you need to. I had left it.
Not yet. I thought I had that written in.
Oh, that was the email to Wendy. You sent Wendy a note to do something with some money. Do you want me to go print that?
I mean, it should just be moved. You shouldn't have to move it. She needs to just move it. It's approved.
Oh, it's already been approved.
We
That's
had a
right.
resolution
we
back when
that.
We decided to spend up to this, $60,000. That resolution's all set. I sent her a handwritten note on a bill.
Right. I
the
that.
Bill on the roofing. I said, please make
So we don't need to do a resolution tonight to move.
To have her move the money, but it needs to be done before you close your box.
Right.
So she needs to move it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the amount of the roof project was into the building. So
right. Well, right now we need $48,145.68 to finish it, but these guys still got to finish what they got to finish, and that's part of that too. But
and I was going to ask you because it still says there's $77,000 left in the building's capital, so
right.
I know it hasn't been moved.
Right.
So yeah, you just have to ask her to move that. Missy, I think you gave her a copy of the resolution is what she mm-hmm. needs to do the transfer.
Okay.
Yeah, we
so,
did do that.
So you want to move the $7,200 to the street maintenance?
Yeah. Well, let me just make sure what the number is here. So I've got $8,650 plus $2,000 plus $3,500. So that's $11,000, that says, right? That shouldn't be right, though. Something wrong. Shouldn't come up to an even number.
$8,650
plus $2,000 plus $3,500. $21,300, right?
$300, yeah. But I don't see it anywhere on the budget.
So $7,150 we still have to transfer. So you want to put that where?
Street maintenance.
Street maintenance. Okay, so I'll add $7,150 plus $8,650. So that's $15,800.
What was that $21,000? What account was it?
It's just in the budget line.
What was the name of it?
Capital fund transfer to capital projects, 9950.9. Okay, so the transfer is 21,300 from 99509.1. Or is it? No, it's 9950.9.
I thought you said in the beginning 23,300.
21,300.
Okay.
21,300. Yeah, from 9950.9 to capital projects to the street maintenance capital fund 230.08 gets $15,800. And the capital buildings fund gets $2,000, 230.10. And the police capital fund, whatever number it is, gets $3,500. We need to find out that number. All right, so does that cover it?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion.
Make a motion.
Guy. Second. Randy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Audit bills 409 through 431 in the amount of $19,663.74 in the general fund and $8,457.51 in the water fund. Motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Randy.
Second.
Charlie. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.